the grandmother, or maybe it was the great-grandmother, or the great-great-grandmother, way back in time, stretching out her lovely, worn hands. Hands to the children, the young adults, their parents, to the great-great-grandmother, wise and long in years, hands to her descendants, a beautiful jeweled box. It's gorgeous. Imagine it. You can tell that it was built by hand, with care and with intention, the lines measured out just so. Maybe it's sparkly and textured, or maybe just imagine for a moment it is concrete and wood and glass. But it's lovely. It isn't brand new. This is important. The great-great-grandmother has used this box carefully and with love. It's not beat up, but it is not fresh off the assembly line. But she thought we should have it. All of us, to share. So she hands it off. And we explore it. The children gathered, explored, and feel its edges, and look at it, and maybe we take a big sniff, and it smells like memory, like love. And we start to wonder, what should we put in it? We too think of objects, money and trinkets and stuff. It's a big box, and maybe a few little special things can fit part of an art project, just a little corner. A note to remind us of who has loved us. A little piece of a poster we carried at the rally, maybe. But we don't want to crowd the box or hide its beauty, so we think maybe that's enough. Now, some folks are tempted to say, we need to take care of this box, put it up on a shelf where no one can touch it. But they breathe in and breathe out and say, no, that's not why this gift was given. It was given to be held in our hands and to be cared for and passed again to another generation in time. And some folks are tempted to just hold it and polish it, make it look perfect. But one of us says, it's okay. It's supposed to look like it does, used. Hopi vases were put in museums, but you know they were meant to be used. So keep it clean, but don't overdo it. So gathered around in a circle, the children hold the box. They look inside and wonder about what could be so lovely to put in there. What could be joyful enough to put into such a joyful box? And one child, she says, I know what made me joyful when we all sang together. Just now. I love to sing together and hear our voices blend and to sing. And if they ask what I did best, tell them I said yes to life and truth and love and singing. I loved that. Can we put our memory of singing in the box? The glorious music of life. And when we hold this box, can we sing together sometimes? Even if we don't know all the words by heart, can we sing out joyfully? Imperfect though we are, can we sing with purpose and rejoice and open our ears to the song? And yes, the other children say. They all agree, even the kids who don't really love singing, because they see the joy on her face. And they say, yes, let's put that into the box. The children sit in a circle. And they pass the box from one hand to the next, each of them holding it for a moment. When it comes to one young man, he says, I have a memory I want to put in there. Joyful memory. Remember when the new children came, the babies and the newcomers, and we blessed them, and we said welcome? And they were really cute, weren't they? And when the babies gurgled, and even with, maybe especially when they cried, and we thought, there are babies and children in the world, and it is good. It's real good. And the other children remembered, They remembered the water and the roses and the hope for good things and the eyes of every child, and they said, oh yes, let's put that in the box. Yes. They passed the box around the circle. One child, she held it for a moment, and she trembled when she spoke. She spoke slowly. It isn't just the beginning of life that we honor here, is it? Sometimes we gather to remember people when they die, and we comfort one another when we've lost our loved ones, and we tell stories to one another, and we are gentle with one another, and remember that life is precious and does not last forever. That's not a happy dancing thought, but it feels important, feels real, feels like that makes life matter. It means that joy matters and our choices matter. Can we put that in the box? That memory, the memories of those we have lost, and how we remember and how we care for each other? Is that beautiful enough to put in there? And the children nodded. And that beautiful thought, that tender feeling, went in the jeweled home. And the box went around the circle. And they held it. And one of the children said, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about when we made the world better. She looked around at the circle and she spoke to each child. She said, I remember when you volunteered at the food pantry. And I remember when you tutored a child. And I remember when you cleaned up a park. And I remember when you helped build a house. And I remember when you spent months calling your member of Congress every day. And I remember when you wore your Black Lives Matter button and your rainbow pin. And I remember when you stood up to that bully at school. And I remember when you wrote a letter to the paper. And I remember when you gave money to 50 different organizations doing good work, one every week. And I remember, she said, I remember when we showed up together. I remember when we showed up and said, hate is not welcome here. I remember when we showed up together and said, we do not wish our neighbors to live in fear. I remember when we showed up together and said, everyone is a child of God. And that was important to me, she said. And the other said, me too. It mattered to me because I am one of the vulnerable, said some. Others turned to those and said, it mattered to me because it matters to you and because you matter to me. And there was no doubt that went in the box. And the box went around the circle. One child held it in her hands, and they peered at the edges and the jewels and the lid and turned it over and examined it, said, you know what I want to put in it? When I learned something new. I remember when I learned about evolution and how we are one family. And I remember when I learned about Buddhism and letting go of illusions. And I remember when I heard a poem and I loved it and I looked it up and read a whole book of poems. And I remember when we learned all about bodies and relationships and sex and all the ways to be healthy in heart and soul and body. And I remember when we learned about the history of race and it made me think about my family and who I was. And I remember when I learned about ancient Christianity and found a thread to hold on to, and so many other things I learned. And learning makes me feel alive. And that makes me feel joy. Can we put that in? Knowledge, curiosity, discovery. And the children said, oh yes, that goes in. And the box went around the circle. One person tentatively said, can we put in the time we fought? That was not easy. But we talked it out. And we agreed to disagree, and we still respected each other afterward, It was hard, and I didn't like fighting with you because you're my friends, but it was real, and it was important. Can that go in? And they nodded, and it went in. And the box went around the circle. Voices rang out one at a time. This is the place I feel safe to cry. I don't know why, but I weep, and it feels good, actually. A release, it feels real. I love to see new faces in our circle. I love to meet them and greet them. I love seeing my old friends. We've been friends for our whole lives. And to see you restores my soul. I love when we walk in the woods and I breathe in the air and run my hands through the prairie plants and see the deer and the coyote and the red-winged bird. I love when we eat, said one, and they all laughed. When we go out to lunch or when we have a potluck, a little one said, I love cookies. Some of them said, me too. One said, I love it when we change, when we try something new. A new game, a new song, a new way of doing things, when things are different. Another said, I love our traditions. I love that we do things the way we learn them. And in this big mixed up world, something feels solid and sure. And they put all those in the jeweled box. Old friends and new ones and new things and old ways and laughter and food and tears and fresh air and growing things. And they passed the box around. For a while, they each held it in silence and no one said anything. Sometimes there are no words for the joy of this world and the power of it. Sometimes you just hold what is tender and precious in silence. And they sat there in the circle and felt this incredible gift of this heritage, what their great-great-grandmother had passed along to them, and what they remembered and what they felt and what they loved. Can this box hold it all? They wondered. It seemed like so much to put all that in there, meaning and beginnings and endings and joy and sorrow and learning and growing and losing and singing and becoming. It seemed like so much. How could this beautiful box hold it all? But then they realized something. The box was in their hands. They passed it from one to another. It was not in one person's hands. It was in all of their hands. It was theirs. Their gift given to them, and they held it. It held them, and they held it. And that meant, it dawned on them as they looked into each other's faces, it dawned on them that they held each other. In the laughter, in the tears, in the marching and the learning and the singing and the growing and the dying, in the memory and in the power of love. The box held them, and they held the box, and they held each other. And they looked at each other, friends and strangers, family, and they breathed. And they said, yes, yes, this is us. This is joy, the feeling of being alive. All of it. And we hold each other. The box holds us, and we hold it, and we hold each other. And one of them cried, and one of them smiled, and one of them held hands with two others, and one of them laughed, and a few of them said, ah, this is love. And one of them remembered, and one of them hoped for what was yet to come. And they held each other. And so it was. And so it is. And so it shall be. Let's rise in body or spirit. 318 in your gray hymnal. Extinguish our chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These things we carry with us until we are together again. While I do that, I invite you, if you wish, to join hands with those near you for our blessings. We will gather again in 5 minutes. If you are a member of this church, get your cookie, get your beverage and your approved mug, sealable mug for the annual meeting, and we'll come back and begin that meeting. If you're a visitor, stick around and you'll have more cookies for yourself. So, our words of benediction are from the poet Wendell Berry. The love and the work of friends and lovers belong to the task and are its health. Rest and rejoicing belong to the task and are its grace. Let tomorrow come tomorrow. Not by your will is the house carried through the night. We'll sing our closing blessing. We'll sing it through twice.